Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. Hello, everyone. This is Gavin Ward, co-host with Pop Health Podcast. Today, I'm at the C-Suite Transformational Healthcare event at the Phoenix Convention Center, and we have some great speakers that will be lined up today, and we'll have some folks stop by and share about the events, what they're hoping to share, some best practices, and let's go ahead and take a listen to some of those folks from the event. So very excited to have one of the most well-known individuals in care transitions around the world, Dr. Eric Coleman, stop by Pop Health Podcast. Good morning, Dr. Coleman.
Good morning, Gavin. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much. So you came in last night, is that correct?
I did, yeah. And easy flight from Colorado.
And then back out this morning a little bit later?
That's exactly right, yes. Well, I wish I could stay for the whole event because this is a great lineup.
Yeah, well, great. It's good to hear you and see you again. So tell me, when you go to these events, Dr. Coleman, what are you hoping to share with the audience? What are you hoping that they take away?
Yeah, you know, Gavin, I'm really impressed with the people who come to this conference. They are the thought leaders. They are the people who are on the front line. And they are really always looking for ways to serve their, whether we call them patients or members or clients. And so what I really try to do each time is to present some of the work we're trying to do around patient and family engagement. Everyone likes to say they're doing patient family engagement, and when you break through it, there's not a lot there. So I try to really give them things, ideas that they can take home and implement without too much effort.
Very good. So you've been in care transitions work for quite a long time. Is that correct?
Probably more than I should admit. 25 years.
Wow. I remember probably 10 years ago, I didn't even hear much about care transitions, but you were doing the work.
It was very lonely in the early days. some people may get the reference to being the Maytag repairman, but I thought I was the Maytag repairman for the first part of my career.
Nice. Well, before I let you go, Dr. Coleman, how many groups have you partnered with to date?
We're really pleased in our care transitions program to now have over 1,000 partners across the country. We also have several partners internationally now who have adopted our work on how you use the concepts of skill transfer to help individuals have safer and higher quality care transitions.
Well, that's great. Look forward to hearing you speak today, Dr. Coleman, and thanks so much for stopping by the table.
Thank you, Gavin.
Take care. So very excited to have Peggy Tindall with Innovation Care Partners stop by the podcast table today here in Arizona. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. How about you this morning?
Good, great.
Good. So where are you commuting from today?
Fountain Hills, actually. Wasn't too bad. So.
Okay, great.
About an hour, a little more than I thought. But.
Okay, and you've been in Arizona now for how long?
Since September, so just 5 months.
Okay, yeah. Great. So Peggy is actually going to be one of the featured speakers and panelists today. Peggy, how did you get involved in today's event?
I was asked to join by several people, actually. Karen Vanasky, who I work with, was one that volunteered my name, and I work with Karen. So I told her I'd be happy to do that, and I'm excited to share some of the information about how Innovation Care Partners is working with the team that we have to have really good outcomes.
Great. And are you going to be at the American Case Management Association event next week as
well? I will be. I will be there on the 24th. I'm only presenting a small piece about membership, trying to get more members. That's it.
Okay. Well, look forward to seeing you there. What are you hoping to learn or take away from today's event, Peggy?
Today, I'm really hoping to hear ideas that other folks have in terms of how they're making their post-acute work well for them. And one of the things that we do at Innovation Care Partners is contract with preferred providers. And I think our focus is looking at how we can all be more collaborative throughout the whole post-acute arena, not just have contracts, but really, really have a collaborative effort for everyone.
That's great. And I know with your background, you used to work for the largest managed care organization in California, Kaiser Permanente.
Yes,
and,
I did.
So I know you probably have some experience.
I do, and I've been in case management forever, and that piece helps as well. And even though primarily I worked in hospital setting, I also did consulting for a number of years and did consulting for population management as well. So it's nice to be here.
Well, good. Well, really appreciate you stopping by, Peggy, and look forward to hearing and learning from you later today.
Great. Thanks, Gavin.
You're welcome. So off mic was just having a great conversation with Vahe Gregorian, who is an administrative fellow with Dignity Health. Actually, even though we're here at this Arizona event, he's based out of the Pasadena, California area. Is that correct, Vahe?
That is correct.
Awesome. So tell me what brings you to the event today in Arizona.
So today I'm here at the readmissions event in Arizona because I'm really hoping to kind of learn about what are the best practices to help reduce readmissions, with the various patient populations, looking at, you know, COPD patients, CHF patients, sepsis, and trying to find ways that, we can use some solutions that we can use at hospitals to help address those issues.
Awesome. And so those would be supporting, of course, the Dignity Hospitals as well, correct?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, awesome. So off mic, you mentioned you're just out of grad school recently.
Correct. I graduated in May from University of Michigan, so go blue.
Awesome.
And I've been doing my administrative fellowship at Dignity Health, working on various projects related to community health and population health, and really looking to kind of build a continuum of care for our patients, addressing various issues from their clinical needs and down to the social services and the social determinants of health, making sure that they're getting the care they need in the post-acute care after they go home.
Awesome, Vahe. Well, I'm sure this is a great event for you to learn from today, and really appreciate you stopping by the podcast table.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we're on a lunch break here at the conference, and I ran into Aaron Smith with the Post Acute Center for Research and Navi Health. Aaron, thanks so much for stopping by the table.
Yeah, sure. Happy to talk anytime about post acute care and Navi Health.
Tell me more about your organization and what you're hoping to share with the audience today.
Sure.
As a speaker.
We're going to talk a little bit about bundled payments. That's sort of the core work of Navi Health and transitioning from hospital to post acute care and making sure that patients get, as we've been talking about a lot today, right care at the right time in the right place. And so that's a lot of what we do. We do a lot of data analytics to make sure that providers are informed and have an understanding of where patients do better and what that might mean, which facilities do better at the care or the type of care that those patients need to help prevent readmissions and other bad outcomes.
Okay, cool. Now, I've heard the term convener before by CMS, and I know you guys are, I guess, Navi Health is referred to as a convener.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly? And what exactly are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few of us conveners. There's probably a handful that are larger. We're one of them. We started early on in BPCI. I used to work at CMS, so I can say that the convener role is a little made-up term that we thought was fitting at the time. It's essentially, it functions a lot like an ACO would. It's a group that organizes and brings people together, provides some resources, helps with data analytics, provides other tools for care management. And it's really a function that is only for BPCI, at least to date. We actually take risk with our providers, with CMS, and are in agreements with CMS and plan to continue to, hopefully, in the advanced BPCI model if it comes out later this year.
All right. Very cool. We'll look forward to having you speak today and learning from you. And who knows, maybe we'll have a future episode together.
Hope so.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So really excited to have probably a celebrity to Pop Health Podcast and one of our guests that we've had on past episodes, Natasha Berman-Clyer, leader in care management with HealthSouth Rehabilitation here in Arizona. Welcome, Natasha.
Welcome, Gavin.
Oh, well, thank you as well. So you've been coming to these events for a while, taking information. What are you hoping to learn today, Natasha?
Continuing on our pathways to preventing readmissions, making sure that we're continuing to partner within the community. Phoenix is a great area because we are taking the innovative approach to make sure that our patients are wrapped around pretty tightly.
Yeah.
So each section of Phoenix, like the East Valley, has the Care Coalition that we meet on a quarterly basis to make sure that our patients are, the readmission rates are going to be decreasing. So that's kind of what we're focusing on. I would like to learn to bring to the table.
Very good. And you talked about coalition. Tell me, like, who's involved in the coalition?
The acute hospitals, the post-acute, the skilled nursing facilities, EMS, 911, Chandler Fire Department, HealthSouth. every level of care a patient touches as they go through the medical system is there helping each other and collaborating with each other.
Awesome. And then I know you, as you grow in your career in case management, you're also participating with the American Case Management Association here in Arizona, too. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me about that.
So I'm a member at large, and okay. The American Case Management Association is excellent. Addition to learning a lot of information about what's going on with the healthcare system today.
Okay.
It is a national association, so there's a lot of information that gets sent to us on a weekly, monthly basis to make sure that we are knowing what's changing in our healthcare system today.
Okay. Awesome, Natasha. Well, thank you so much for coming by and look forward to having a great event and seeing you next week as well.
All right. Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. So we're here at a break at the event here in Arizona, and Alex Studi with Plum Healthcare has stopped by, and Alex actually represents one of the skilled nursing rehabilitation centers down in the Tucson area.
Correct.
Alex, welcome. Tell me about your role with Plum.
Thank you. I am the director of marketing at Pueblo Springs Rehab Center, located in Tucson.
Okay.
And here by myself representing Plum Healthcare in Pueblo Springs.
Awesome. And so you made the drive up this morning to Phoenix?
Correct.
How long did that take you from Tucson?
It was smooth sailing until I got to Chandler. Then I hit the traffic. So about 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. I know that kind of commute. I'm from LA originally, and I might drive 15, 20 miles, and it'll take me the same amount of time.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I know you're from Tucson. Tucson Medical Center's here today. Is that one of your partners?
Correct. Yeah. So our facility is located about a mile away from Tucson Medical Center.
Okay.
And that's what brings me here. Got the invite from them and their transitional care team.
Awesome.
So I'm here to build a closer partnership with them and learn anything I can about reducing readmissions.
Awesome, Alex. Well, hey, really appreciate you stopping by the podcast, and I hope you take quite a bit from today's event.
Definitely. Thanks, Gavin.
You're welcome. Take care. So here at the conference, I saw a familiar face, and I thought, man, I think I've recognized her from a few years ago, and it's actually Arlene Padigallon, who has actually worked with Josh Luke for a few different events.
Yeah.
Arlene, what is your role here with the conference?
Basically, I put the event together for Josh so that he can concentrate on other more important things.
So how did you get connected with Josh originally?
Well, Josh came to my facility when I was working at a facility in Anaheim.
Okay.
And I've had three events for him in the past, pretty large events.
Okay.
And I guess he liked what we did, and, you know, he's been a client ever since and a friend.
Oh, that's great. So what goes on? What's going on behind the scenes to put together an event like today here at the Phoenix Convention Center?
You mean besides not getting any sleep when
yes.
there are events? Well, a lot. Everything from, you know, the audiovisual to finding venues, looking at contracts, making sure that exhibitors are taken care of. After all, they are our bloodline in a sense.
Yeah.
I also do a lot of his presentations. Aside from the admin work, a lot of the slides, PowerPoint presentations, that sort of thing.
Very good. And you're based out in Southern California?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So do you fly out yesterday, day before?
I flew out yesterday. That's right. First time in Phoenix.
Okay. And then are you going to Vegas too?
Yes, I'm going to Vegas tonight.
Very good. Well, you are one busy individual, and I know you have another role outside of kind of readmission events as well,
a full-time gig
elsewhere, so you are quite busy.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Arlene, for stopping by the podcast today, and best wishes
you,
in
Gavin.
Vegas.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. So it's been a great conference today, and we actually have a familiar friend to our organization. I had the privilege of serving alongside Cameron Svensson with Palliative Care Alliance, probably what, about 2 years ago, Cameron?
Yep, that's correct. 2 years.
2 years, yeah. So just wanted to learn more about what Palliative Care Alliance is and what you guys have been up to.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So Palliative Care Alliance came into being about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, and primarily it was to serve a population that hadn't really been served throughout the community, not just here in Phoenix, but really all around the country.
Okay.
So we're looking at the population of serious or advanced disease, illness, and separating it from hospice, and that's the most... I think the most important part of what we've tried to do is look at the population that does have serious disease but isn't necessarily terminal and take care of them using a multidisciplinary approach. So still having a physician or a nurse practitioner, a nurse, social work, go to the home. It's a community-based effort.
Okay, cool. And you're a social worker by background.
I am.
Yep, and you have some acute care experience, if I recall.
That's true. 10 years in the hospital.
Okay, very good. So the conference has closed. We're ending the day today. What would you say were maybe one or two of your best takeaways from today's event?
Well, you know, most importantly, I think, for the entire room was really learning about the direction of this value-based care, value-based purchasing. I think there was some clarification of what this country is going to be going through as we, you know, the political shift. And from what I can tell, and I know that there are no fast answers for this, but it seems like that the value-based care is here to stay. And I think there was some suspicion that it might go away once this new regime came into, you know, Washington. But from what I'm hearing and from what everybody is saying, and I'm excited about it, is that what everybody's trying to do, eliminate readmissions.
Yep.
And provide the care where the patient most wants to be, the person wants to be at home, that's what we're all trying to accomplish. So that's not going away. And that's what I learned here today.
Awesome, Cameron. We really appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you at the next event.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gavin.
You're welcome. So here we are at the end of the conference, and I have my colleague in my other life next to me, who's making his very first appearance on Pop Health Podcast. Joey Jacob Ellis is the new director of admissions for 24 Hour Home Care here in the Arizona and Greater Phoenix area. His former, or our colleague, Diego Chacon, has actually been promoted to a new role within 24 Hour Home Care. So, Joey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Gavin. I'm happy to be here. Happy to announce that I will be the new director of admissions, taking over Diego's place. So it's excited to be into the territory and get a feel for all of the great panelists that were here at the event today.
Yeah. So, Joey, this is your first readmissions conference. I know we'll talk more in the plane ride home about your experience, but maybe in the next 30 seconds or so, or maybe around that time, tell us what would you say was the biggest takeaway for you today?
Yeah, there was a couple of takeaways that I really had today. I think first focusing on the client goals and really looking at what's going to benefit the clients when they do get home, and really that focus on providing the highest quality of care and making sure that we're taking away exactly what they're looking for and what goals that they want to take out of it, which I think is a really great focus for hospitals and home care providers as well. In addition to that, I really liked what Dr. Josh Luke had to say and put a lot of emphasis on non-medical home care and kind of the home first when a client is about to be discharged home from a hospital, and relying on home care agencies like ourselves to be that number one resource and the, you know, first best option for the family as well.
Awesome, Joey. Well, hey, I'm really glad you enjoyed the conference. I know we'll talk more on the plane, and nice to hop off into my other life with 24 Home Care really quickly, and really appreciate you stopping by, Joey.
Awesome. Thanks, Gavin.
Take care.
Thanks.
So there you have it, folks. Again, some great experts, panelists, and attendees at today's event. Folks like Dr. Eric Coleman, the guru of care transitions, leadership from Dignity Health, leadership from Health South, and just many others. These events have been key in my growth as a Pop Health professional, and I'm hopeful for the audience as well, for you folks, that these podcasts, that these events are very helpful in your understanding of who our leaders are, and today here in the Arizona marketplace. Hope it's helpful. If you do like the podcast, please do like us on iTunes, and feel free to subscribe there. And again, just want to thank you for listening. Take care, everybody.